Good morning. It is 16 in front of 6 o'clock, and we just can't wait to get to Jason Kanz, the best 5 minutes of the day that a lot of times runs to 7, maybe even 8 minutes. And so let's say good morning to Jason. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, 65 degrees, going to be 48 for a wake up 24 hours from now. So that'll be the coolest we've had in a while. Hey, before we get to the subject I want to tackle, which is a milestone in my life today, I wanted to just was with you a little bit at your place over the weekend, dropping off your daughter. It spent some time at our place, and I didn't know you had such a love for birds. Talk to us about your love for birds.
Yeah, so I started, I think a couple of years ago, I had asked, I don't know if it was Father's Day or whatever, but I had asked about, started talking about bird feeders, and Heather, and I think it was Father's Day, that Heather and the kids had gotten me a bird feeder, or a couple of them to hang outside the house, and since then I've gotten, I don't know, I probably have 8 or 9 feeders out in front of the house, and just love watching birds, and even I'm growing to love squirrels and chipmunks coming in.
Really? You don't mind that? Usually they get complained about.
Yeah. Yeah, I've complained about them in the past, but I actually, when you were here, I was actually in the process of trying to shift it out so that I could have a separate section for the squirrels and the birds, and we'll see how that works out.
Did I hear you right that you said you have 8 or 9 bird feeders?
Yeah.
How many flock in a usual morning for breakfast?
I don't know, probably a few dozen that I see come in. You know, lately I've been seeing some yellow finches and robins and sparrows and nothing real exciting. I have seen a variety come in. Woodpeckers have come in. I've had a couple of hummingbirds this year.
One of the actual feeders had just raisins in it. Do you find humans from around the neighborhood coming in and trying to grab some breakfast too?
Well, I was actually trying to get you to come to my yard, and it worked. So
people are like, "Hey, I need some extra."
That's the thing that robins like. They like mealworms and raisins. So I have those out for the robins. So yeah.
Hey, well, that's interesting. Yeah. You have so many different facets, which is part of what makes you fascinating. Aha, yes. Hey, that was like a Steve Snyder mind twist there. 37 years ago today, I walked the aisle of a Salvation Army church in Elmira, New York, and it's a spiritual birthday for me. Now, it gets confusing, though. I mean, as a kid, I was infant baptized. I did pray with my grandma to receive Christ when I was 5 or 6. I did walk the aisle at a Billy Graham evangelistic event at the old county stadium when I was 11. Yes, I was confirmed, all that, but I got into some smoking pot, alcohol abuse, some sexual immorality probably, and the fact of the matter is that in my freshman year of college, 82-83, I asked 3 main questions. Who am I? What's the meaning of life? And what happens after I die? Now, these were questions I didn't find answered in my college classes, but I did find answers in the Bible. Who am I? It said, you have a soul that's the breath of God, this immortal God's mouth, and you're made in his image. What's the meaning of life? I've found really no better answer than Ecclesiastes 12, I think 14, that says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, because he'll bring every deed into account, whether good or evil. And then speaking of death and judgment, what happens after I die? Hebrews 9:27, one of the places that gets my attention, it's appointed unto each person wants to die and then face the judgment. So, hearing this preacher, we were actually sent from Nashville to New York to sell books. And we drive all night, myself and 2 guys named Steve. And so we make our way to the Salvation Army looking for a place to stay for that night. The preacher, I don't know his name, but he preached. And 1 John 3:8, he said, Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. And it all made sense to me. I was probably a little weary from the journey, but I also felt like it all came together. And one of the things for me that I recollect was the kindness of God. So in keeping with Romans 2:4, the kindness of God brought me to repentance as I was, I wanted to be good, and I was also sick of hearing myself swear. And so I remember this, he gave an invitation, and at least in my mind, in the memory, it's been 37 years, this little girl, and just, it was a sparse crowd, but the little girl went forward, and it was as if the Holy Spirit said, if she can do it, you can do it. And I went forward, and I'll leave it at this the altar worker, not the preacher, the altar worker greeted me. I said, I want to become a full-time Christian. And he said, there's three things you need to do every day. He said, well, he said, you need to pray. That's you talking to God. You need to read the Bible. And he might have said that one first. That's God talking to you. And then you need to have fellowship with others who are doing that. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. What's your response to that?
You know, I think my first response is I'm so grateful that you took that step or several steps, you know, and because it clearly it sounds as though the Spirit was working in you pretty deeply in that moment. And here you are, full-time, you know, working in Christian ministry. And the connection, you know, here 37 years later that you and I have been able to have. But I would also want to, for me, I think you had mentioned grandma and, mm-hmm. you know, in 11 years old. And I think the Spirit was at work in those times with you as well.
Sure.
There's a Matthew West song where he talks about, and I can't remember the title of it, but where he talks about that kind of coming back, that salvation thing kind of coming back around and around again.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, I think that... I hope someday God gives us a glimpse into the ways in which he has always been at work in the story.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, for sure. Stuff like that.
I'm grateful for you and for that salvation story.
Well, thanks for letting me share it this morning here on WWIB. Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I have to admit, I like these, like the cool, I love summer and stuff, but this is really the best, like the cooler temperatures, but sunny days, and it's wonderful.
I've been thinking that too. A friend said spring was his favorite season, and I got thinking, yeah, maybe spring and fall are the best, and then, you know, winter and summer are the extremes, you know?
Right, yeah.
And spring and fall kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah, so. I'll take the extreme summer, then. But I will whine if it gets over 100. I'm not,
Yeah. Well, you try to embrace all the seasons.
I really do try.
In the beginning.
I like winter in the beginning.
Right.
This winter wasn't bad. I don't think I...
No, it was a lot
This
more
was
mild.
A mild winter.
What followed the winter, the COVID pandemic and the quarantine.
Yeah, that was more problematic.
I like the line that somebody had said, Lord, this is more than I was wanting to give up for Lent.
That was a great one.
So your husband, I was a little confused. He messaged about your phone on... Facebook.
Yeah, my husband learned that you cannot notify your wife that she forgot her phone by texting her. Doesn't work.
She doesn't have her phone.
Doesn't have her phone. Yeah. Oh yeah. We all have those like brain fart moments. Mm. You know,
can
that's
you say
what we
that
call
on Christian
them.
Radio?
I don't know if we can or not, but that's what we call them at our house, and it's early, so give me grace. Also, well, I had coffee this morning, so I'm a little more energetic.
We'll talk off air because flatulence actually made its way into the presidential politics.
You're kidding me.
Well, I think I'm going to talk with you off air and we'll decide if we bring it further than that. I'll just say that. I'm having said that. So there we go. No, should anything surprise you these days in the world in which we live?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Let's do special events.
Okay.
I think that can hopefully help us out. There's only two today.
You take the first.
It's Hamburger Day, also known as International Burger Day. And there's kind of contention because
Seymour, Wisconsin.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
They claim to be the home of the burger, but someplace in Texas does too.
Yeah.
I'm going to Seymour.
Of course we're going to Seymour, Wisconsin town. I have a friend from Seymour, so I know they do a big like hamburger celebration every summer. So.
Of course you do. Of course you have a friend from Seymour. Like Caleb said yesterday.
Stood up and ready.
No matter what we say, Hillary's got a story.
Sorry.
What else is it today?
It's brisket day.
Very good.
Love me some brisket.
All right.
So delicious.
And our shout out to Nelson and Karen Stutzman, our big fans listening in Ladysmith, right?
Yay.
So I just am thinking of them, right? And they had the great reaction to your store earlier in the week.
Awesome.
Thank you, Hillary. Talk
Thank
to you later.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great morning. Well, in the land of shortages, I think we've all experienced different things that they're out of at grocery stores, be it, you know, hand sanitizer or wipes or meat or whatever. The one that strikes the most fear into the Roth family's heart. Are you ready? There's a bicycle shortage across the nation. There's a bicycle shortage, you guys.
Really?
Not in our garage, though. We have plenty.
I know. I was going to say, if anyone's hoarding bicycles, it's the Roths.
Some people who are toilet paper.
It says bicycles are the latest COVID-19 shortage. Entire parts of the globe are locked down, so bikes aren't being built or haven't been being built. As the weather's warming up, people are buying bikes, leading to the shortage. And it makes sense, you know, because like we, not with bikes, but we kind of did this. We looked like our summer plans were canceled. And so we took the money that we were going to spend on like a vacation, and we spruced up our patio to make our patio outdoor space a nice space for us to enjoy the summer. And I suppose people are like, hey, let's get new bikes because we're obviously going to be home a lot and, you know, it's something we can do. And so, yes, this is actually something my husband's been talking about for a while, is the bicycle shortage.
Mm.
So
he knew about it.
I'm just thinking of like, you know, being like, you know, just like so prescient and just there's going to be a bike shortage in 2020. Huh. I have foreseen it.
What's really nice, though, our neighbors were they're clearing out and downsizing and that. And so they had a couple of older bikes, but like really nice older bikes. And they're like, yeah, we don't want them anymore. And they really need work. So they just gave them to Dean to fix up. And so Dean, I love that he has projects to do during COVID. Can I just say thank you, anyone who gives my husband a project that he enjoys over COVID, because he was just the happiest man on Monday in our patio. I sat and read a book in the patio, and he puttered on this bike all day and got it up and running and spruced up and safe like new. So
good job,
Dean. So we're doing our part to get some bikes out there in the community.
All right.
And they'll sell them on Facebook Marketplace for a decent markup.
There we go. Yeah, right.
No, we will sell them for a fair price.
Yes. Indeed. There you go. Well, during the pandemic, during quarantine, I don't know. It just kind of happened that on Saturdays, the very first one, I'd made some wild rice soup. I'd seen a recipe online. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. And I did. 7 consecutive Saturdays. And each Saturday, then, I had a fresh live teaching from Larry Craft through the LargerStory.com website. And it was just like a fixed point. It was helpful. It's a comforting soup. It's a creamy soup. I love Larry Craft's teaching, his approach theologically. But I wasn't alone. Apparently, a lot of people turning to different foods and things, right?
Yeah. So we had a list of top foods people made at home during lockdown. And we'd love to hear from you at 715-396-1670. Maybe it's your comfort food or your fallback. What's something you're like, wow, I made that a lot during the last 2.5 months or so?
You know, I can't say that we've made like the same thing over and over again, but the underlying theme in our house has been Reese's peanut butter cups.
You've talked
Amen.
About that.
Yes, Lord.
Even to the point where I somehow message Hillary and she's like, you're at Walmart? Can you see if they have Reese's peanut butter cups?
Well, and the Reese's peanut butter eggs, I think you stockpiled those for
a while because they
weren't available for the rest of us.
The eggs The eggs have just a different like peanut butter to chocolate ratio, and they're so much better than any other ones.
They're incredible.
So yeah, you can't get the eggs anymore. But I don't know what's wrong with my daughters. They're tired of the peanut butter cups. So I'm like, whatever, give them to mama, then I'll eat them.
Caleb, did you get some Reese's in your Caleb birthday candy yesterday?
Yes. And here's the thing. I had a dental appointment yesterday.
Oh no.
So I didn't eat anything all day, didn't eat any of the candy, but then I came back from the dental office and snarfed quite a bit.
This morning. It's all gone. Yeah. Well, these are some of the, pancakes, cookies, and chocolate cake, some of the top items.
The inventors of keto are just weeping at this list.
Cupcakes, scones, biscuits, banana bread.
Brownies, Victoria sponge from everyone who's been watching Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
You know, I did make some of these other things. I did make some pancakes, and I did make, some brownies. So, yeah.
A lot of these are baked. I wonder if this will change as we move into summer so people aren't using their ovens.
I mean, and again, bottom line, number one is pancakes from top foods people made at home during lockdown. Fairly simple, and you think a lot of people may be sleeping in more, do sort of a brunch
more
type
breakfast.
Of feel, and I know I saw one tweet, guys like, you know what? I loved making breakfast for my family every Saturday. That was our tradition. I loved it until it was Saturday every morning for 2 months.
Right.
Truth.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, lots of baked goods.
So if there was some kind of comfort food you made or something you're like, yeah, we made a lot of that during the quarantine time, let us know. 715-396-1670. Also, the senior shout-out line as well. We've got a senior who graduates virtually tonight, not the way any of us conceived it to be. 7 o'clock for Eau Claire North. Dawson, good job, son. Well, this is a birthday for a friend of mine, Andrea Polnasek. She's been a guest of ours before, so happy birthday to her on this May 28th. But I count it as a spiritual birthday Because, you know, why not take every birthday you can, actually?
Right.
But got an actual birthday in a couple weeks. And but spiritual birthday because I was a freshman in college. And again, I was raised in the church. And there's some different important spiritual mile markers I could point to. But the fact of the matter was that in high school, I, you know, yielded to peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved in things I shouldn't. And so that spilled over even into college. I remember going from high school in suburban Milwaukee to college and thinking, well, I'm relieved. A lot of my friends were going to Whitewater or Madison, and I thought, mm-hmm. okay, new leaf. Guess what? New place. If you're too weak on the inside, the peer pressure is still going to take
right.
you. New peers. And so anyhow, three questions started to rise for me as a freshman in college in 82, 83, many years ago, before some of you were born, Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, who am I? What's the meaning of life? And what happens after I die? And I got to say, I didn't find the answers in English 110. Although I did do my paper, death was on my mind. I did do my paper on near-death experiences, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, Raymond Moody. But anyhow, who am I? The Bible had the answer. You're made in the image of God with a soul that's the breath of his mouth. What's the meaning of life? I really haven't found much better answer than Ecclesiastes 12. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for God will bring everything into judgment. And then what happens after I die? Again, judgment and death. But Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed that each man wants to die and then face the judgment. But here's the deal. I signed up for the Southwestern Company. Paul Anthony did it too. Building character in young people since 1868.
My dad did that too.
Did he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. We're all guys in our 50s. We did Southwestern Company. Now, you go to Nashville for a week of training. Then on a Friday, they tell you where you're going. They sent me and two guys named Steve to Elmira, New York. We drive all night. Rotating drivers get there. Late on this afternoon, Saturday afternoon, we find the one and only Salvation Army church service I've ever gone to. And I still remember to this day, the part of the message was the guys were with me. They left to get a bite of food. I'm like, I'll stay. So 1 John 3:8, that Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. He gave the altar call, and there was the, I had tears. I mean, it just kind of all came to me. Like everything I'd heard, particularly from my grandma, it's all true.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick of, I wanted to be good. I mean, I so love Romans 2:4. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And so, as I remember it, it's been 37 years, but this little girl went up the aisle, and it's like the Holy Spirit said, if she can do it, you can do it. And I went up the aisle and said, I want to be a full-time Christian. And the altar worker said to me, he said, there's three things you need to do every day. Read the Bible, that's God talking to you. Pray, that's you talking to God, and have fellowship. So 37 years later, here I am.
Mm. Happy for you. That's awesome.
Mark.
Happy birthday.
I identify with Pilgrim's Progress, right? I mean, yeah. Christian and the whole deal, but I'm grateful for that. And so this day stands out. So, anyhow.
Wonderful.
Thanks for letting me share that.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
I think I'm not alone in saying that my dream is for all the ice cream I could possibly eat, and then some.
Honestly, I was thinking this is something that a dream is wish your heart makes. This is something that can make your heart stop if you have too much of it. So you have been probably the main proponent of this. Disney has been releasing all sorts of recipes
from
their parks and resorts and such, too. The grilled cheese was one you brought to our attention. But what else? Oh, the French toast
French
bake.
Yes. The chocolate French toast bake.
Yeah, we tried both of those at our house. Now this is not, I dared you to try this
and
at your home.
And we just might.
From Beaches and Cream Soda Shop at Disney's Beach Club Resort, they have just released the recipe for the Kitchen Sink Sundae. Yes, all that in the kitchen sink.
Yes.
In ice cream and toppings. Shall we go through what is in this?
I think so. Now, mind you, we're going to preface this by saying that this does serve 4 to 6 people.
4 to 6.
4 to 6 people. And dare I say, I think 6 to 8.
Or a very hungry teenager.
Oh, my. Okay. Are you ready? This is what goes into the kitchen sink from Beaches and Cream Soda Shop at the Disney Beach Club Resort. It is 1/2 cup of warm fudge topping, 1/2 cup warm butterscotch topping, and 1/2 cup of warm peanut butter topping.
Then a medium banana sliced in 1/2-inch slices, 1 cinnamon spice cupcake, One angel food cupcake. We have not even got to the ice cream yet.
Here comes the ice cream. Two generous scoops vanilla, two generous scoops chocolate, two generous scoops strawberry ice creams.
One generous scoop of mint chocolate chip ice cream. One generous scoop of coffee ice cream.
3 tablespoons chocolate syrup.
1/4 cup marshmallow cream.
1/4 cup strawberry topping. 1/4 cup pineapple topping. 14-ounce canned dairy whipped topping.
Again, that's the full can. The full can. 1 large brownie, 6 inch by 6 inch. Okay, this is a 1/2-foot brownie. 1 large brownie, quartered.
A regular size candy bar, quartered.
None of those fun size, regular size. Again, this is the kitchen sink Sunday recipe from Disney. 4 chocolate cookies with cream filling.
Oh, my. Those are like Oreos, friends. 1 tablespoon of sliced toasted almonds. 1 tablespoon dark and white chocolate shavings. 1 tablespoon crushed chocolate cookies with cream filling.
1 tablespoon chopped jellied orange slices.
Oh, my.
1 tablespoon milk chocolate chip morsels. 1 tablespoon peanut butter chip morsels.
1 tablespoon of chocolate sprinkles. 1 tablespoon of rainbow sprinkles. And 1/2 cup drained maraschino cherries.
Here's the thing. The maraschino cherries on top, too, because you know, it's like, oh, a normal sundae. You have a cherry on top. We got a half cup of cherries.
So
just dump those on there.
You know, it is our longstanding family tradition since the children were like in preschool that on the very last day of school, parents, this is controversial. Cover your children's ears if you don't want me to give them bad ideas.
All right.
I'm a bad influence.
Pause.
Okay.
All right. We're
all right. Last day of school. Our family tradition is that my kids get ice cream for breakfast.
Oh.
That is what we do. Because I figure it's the last day of school. Everyone's wild and crazy and blah. Anyways, I think this would be fantastic as a family thing.
I think you should try this. And please, please, Pixar, it didn't happen. I really want to see this caloric monstrosity come to life. It sounds delicious.
It really
Again,
does.
4 to 6 people, but they also say, well, you've said 6 to 8 people. Judging by how much is in there. Yeah, this is a family size.
The big controversy in our household this school year with the ice cream for breakfast tradition is what day do we have it? Because, like, there's not a clearly, there is a last day, but it's kind of like, well, but we turn in our technology here and they've stopped grading homework here. And, now we just have enrichment. Not to mention the fact that my kids don't even get up early enough in the morning to call it breakfast most days because mommy's at work and so is daddy.
Then you should bring this here.
Oh, maybe I should. Yeah, sounds good to me. Let's give that
a try. Post this recipe on our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page in case any of you would like to see what this is. And again, please, if you make this, show us.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.